Welcome back to the Good to Me podcast. I'm your host, Shanley. And in today's episode, we are talking all about embracing the power of rest. And if you have been following me on socials, if you're not, make sure you are. But if you follow me on socials, you always hear me talking about when you rest, you do your best. And this is a quote that I love. This is a mantra that I live by. And this really came about because I really used to struggle with burnout. I found myself in burnout cycles all the time. And I didn't really know what burnout felt like for me. So I knew I felt different, but I didn't know that I was burnt out until my supervisor highlighted it to me one time when I was at work, when I was working on the mental health wards. And that really shocked me. And I kind of stood back because I was like, okay, I thought, everything was cool. I'm doing great. I'm working hard, all of these kind of things. But I wasn't really seeing what was going on. I wasn't listening to my body. I wasn't listening to the cues. I did notice that I was stressed and anxious quite a lot. I was tired all the time. So I found it really hard to create and be productive because also at that time, I was about to start my business and I couldn't because I was just chronically, honestly, burnout. I was always busy. I was always doing something. So when I was recovering from burnout and really honing in on self-care and really taking that practice serious so that I could recover as soon as I could, I was having to rest. And one of the mantras that really helped me during that time was, when you rest, you do your best. When you rest, you do your best. And I love making things rhyme. And it was one that rhymed, obviously, but made a lot of sense and was really, really powerful. So for those of you that find it hard to like rest and just do nothing and be alone, this mantra can probably be something that can just help you just with your mindset and reprogramming some of the thoughts and beliefs that we have. So one of the my clients that I was working with, we were assigned to introduce the power of rest to her, and she found it really hard because she felt that it was lazy. So she was just saying, I don't want to be lazy. So again, obviously there we had to do a lot of work around this term lazy. But actually really helping her to understand that it's important for us as humans to take breaks. And again, she wasn't alone in the way that she thought. I believe there was a point in time where when I was starting to really get used to resting, that it didn't mean that I was lazy. Because I think that was a negative self-talk that I would have, not wanting to be lazy, wanting to do the best, those kind of things. So that's what really led me into like workaholicism. And especially in the culture that we operate and live in, everyone is pretty much obsessed with the whole hustling, and some of us are actually forced to hustle, but we can still find rest, okay, true rest. And I want you to understand right now that resting isn't a sign of weakness, it's actually a sign of strength and resilience. If you rest, this is what's going to help you to get stronger and also be able to have a better bounce back if, anything comes our way, which happens in life anyway. So it's just like, when you're at the gym and you're doing your reps, there are points where you have to take maybe a little bit of a rest so that you can build up a bit more strength so that you can really finish each set really well. And also, again, you would have rest days from gym. Like you wouldn't go every single day. You might go every single day, but even maybe on your rest days, you won't go as hard. So you're having those rest days so that your muscles can recuperate and get back stronger. So it's really strength and resilience that you get from resting. We also see that we see it in so many different things, especially also in like nature. There's moments and periods and seasons where rest is really encouraged. So we want to also make sure that we've got that habit and we've got that pattern within our own schedule as well. So let's just talk about the importance of rest. I kind of started a little bit, but ultimately, when we think about rest, I know that many of us think about sleep, but resting isn't just about sleep. Okay, resting, when you're resting, you are also, yes, it also encompasses your physical, your mental, your emotional, and your social. It's all about those areas being rejuvenated. So, meaning we may have to have breaks socially. We may need to give ourselves breaks and times and space emotionally and mentally, physically. Yeah. So there's lots of different ways that you can go ahead and do these things. Also, it helps you when you rest and you have a refreshed mind. You are going to be better at creativeness. Being creative and productive. When we have too much on our plate, when we're doing everything, it doesn't give our brain, our minds space to create and to produce because we're thinking about everything. So that's why when I'm working with my clients who are struggling with burnout, I'm always like, let's look at your plate, let's look at your priorities, and let's look at incorporating more relaxation and rest because that is the keys to one overcoming burnout. Obviously, being kind to yourself and all of these things, but those are the major, major keys when it comes to like recovering from burnout and getting back into being productive and creative. We can't always be on the go, it's really not healthy. So that's why I also encourage people to just have like little sabbaticals, little breaks. And it means that you're stepping away from things, but things can still run, business can still happen, and all of these kind of things. But we have to have breaks. We need to have give ourselves leave, annual leave, right? We need more than one, but we do need to make sure that we're taking leave. Okay. All right. Then the next is it helps obviously to reduce your stress and anxiety because you're going to be less busy. You're going to be able to regulate yourself, calm your nervous system. It also strengthens your immune system. So that was the big telltale sign for me. That's one of my signs when I'm burning out is that my immune system is, it just goes rock bottom straight away. It can't fight off nothing. So it's, when we rest, it's going to help our body to be able to fight off any illnesses. So that's why it's so important to rest and not do the most and keep our stress levels down and prioritize sleep so that we can stay healthy. And then it improves our relationships as well. So when you're well rested and you're showing up in any of your relationships, professional, non-professional, you are going to have more patience. You are going to be in such more of a better mood. You're going to have energy, yeah, and focus to be able to be present and contribute to the relationship in whatever way that that looks like. So there's lots of different types of rest, as I was mentioning. There's lots of different ways that we can achieve rest in different areas. So we spoke about the physical, mental, emotional, and social. So we'll start off with the physical. And I'll just give you a few ideas. You can again jot these down if you need to, but just have a think about, okay, what do I need right now? What type of rest do I need right now? And how can I meet that kind of rest? So we've got physically. So again, if we need we're in need of physical rest, it's all about getting enough sleep. Getting naps if you need to get them in. Stretching, gentle movement for the body, massage. And then we have mental rest. So this is disconnecting from technology. So having periods of times or days or weekends. I encourage some of my clients have a weekend with no technology. So you had it out throughout the week, and we're going to have a weekend where there's no technology. You are being present in the moment and you're entertaining your way yourself through different ways without tech. And then practicing mindfulness, so meditating or being present in the moment. One of my favorite practices, honestly, is mindfulness. And I have an episode on that, so I share some really helpful mindfulness practices. And also there's some links in the show notes for you to check out as well. And then also engaging in hobbies that bring you joy. So I've been speaking about this quite a lot and like different things that you can do outside of obviously the technology world where you can just connect to nature and do things that you enjoy. These are so it's so important for you to do these things, like getting into tennis, baking, painting, writing, any of those things, anything that used to bring you joy. I want you to create space for it in your schedule and actually show up and do those things. Then we've got emotional rest. So this is going to be things like setting healthy boundaries, saying no to unnecessary or extra commitments, and then prioritizing again activities that nourish your soul. So anything that brings you joy, that's what you really need to prioritize, and really forget about all the other things that you are doing for others. So that's what's going to give you emotional rest. It's going to give you time to really hone in on things and do things with yourself that you love and enjoy. And then we've got social rest. So yes, there's times where we can connect with others who, lift us, and that's great. But also sometimes we need to make sure that we're taking time for solitude, taking time alone, limiting any draining interactions, but then also focusing on any interactions or connecting with those who make us feel good, right? So let's talk about some things that you can start doing, especially if you're busy. I want to give you some things that are going to help you to really allow more rest in and flow into your schedule. So my first thing is that you're going to have to start being very intentional. So you want to schedule rest in like an appointment. You're going to schedule in rest. So this is going to be things like, with all the things that you've got on your calendar, you're going to be focusing more on things like relaxation or relaxing activities. You're going to be scheduling in your naps, and you're going to be scheduling in your hobbies. So you're going to be thinking about each week on your rest and reset day. So mine's typically on a Sunday where I take some time out and I rate the week. So I take time to reflect. So I think about how the week was, according to maybe the goals I had for the week, and according to the schedule and what I was able to show up for and do, etc. So I'd rate the week out of 100. 100 obviously being the best, and I've done really, really, really good. And then I will reflect. I'll look at what went well, what didn't go well, and what I'm going to be doing differently moving forward. And then I'll set some intentions for the week ahead. I'll also do things like preparing, scheduling in activities. So scheduling in my relaxation, my self-care, important appointments, things I've got to do for the week, etc. I'll also prepare my meals and prepare outfits as well, my clothes, even if I'm at home. So that's kind of how I rest and reset. I might do like a meditation or go through some more deeper like journaling prompts as well. So that's typically what I do on a rest and reset day, prep myself mentally, do some mindset work, relax, make myself feel good. So on those days is where I kind of think about, what hobbies am I doing for the week? And then get those scheduled in. What am I wearing for the week? What is the relaxation activities I'm doing for the week? What's my self-care look like for the week? And making sure all those things are scheduled in. So it might be, journaling. So I'm making sure that that's part of my morning routine. So I'm already reminded to do that. Okay, had a busy weekend, so we're not going to do anything for the morning. I do want to go to tennis. I do want to go to the gym, and then I want to do maybe baking with a friend. Yeah. So that's what it will look like when you're scheduling in your rest, like appointments. And then again, with your naps, they might just be as and when. So it might be like, okay, today was a really heavy day, so maybe after work, I'm going to have a nap, wake up, and continue with whatever I have to do. Then the next is, sometimes we've got a lot of on our plate and we can't do everything ourselves because we are human beings. So it's really important to get used to asking for help. So delegating tasks and prioritizing. So focusing on what's important and the other things that you're focusing on, but that may need to get done. We can ask for support. So it might be support with meals, some meals being made, or the shopping being done, or the washing being done, the cleaning, these kind of things, we can actually outsource, we can delegate, and we can ask for some support. It may not be every time, but it may be for this period, right? And then, because those things are probably not going anywhere, then it's really important to just start small. Like, give yourself permission to start small with incorporating more rest and relaxation into your schedule. So you can just say, okay, I'm going to do a 15 minute walk. That's what I'm going to do, for some rest. I'm going to read for 5 minutes. I'm going to practice some mindfulness for 5 minutes. I'm going to listen to some relaxing music for 5 minutes. Start small and then start working your way up. And also, this gives you an opportunity to experiment and explore, which I say is really, really important to find out what works for you, what feels good, especially if you're someone who hasn't been very in tune with things that you enjoy, or you want to try out things that are new. Then I would say to start establishing a relaxing bedtime routine. So you're doing this every night. So just like you might have a morning routine, if we're incorporating more rest, we want to start having a relaxation routine. So every day you're doing calming activities to wind down. So you want to start doing these calming activities about an hour and a half before you want to go to bed. So if you want to go to bed at 9, you're probably going to start doing all of this stuff at like 7:30, start winding down. So you might have a really warm, nice drink. You might make a sleepy mocktail. You will have a nice warm shower or bath. You might read, do some journaling. Like, all these things will take up time. So you see, like, maybe half an hour to do like a really like nice bath. Then you might do some meditation for 5 minutes. Then you would make your tea and have that whilst maybe reading. So that's another half an hour. And then do some journaling, another half an hour, 15 minutes. And it's supposed to take us around about 15 minutes to go to sleep. But all these things are going to really help you to have a really good, consistent, healthy sleep wake cycle. So get yourself a bedtime routine, write down a few things that you want to do every evening and start doing them. Schedule it in and start doing it. You can hear noise in the background. It's actually raining at the moment. A morning rain just happening, but I've been really enjoying recording my podcast episodes in the mornings. As you know, I am an early bird. Like, I love waking up early and just doing things, whether it's not even a lot of things, but just doing things slowly, even having a slow morning, or just getting things done in the peace that the morning brings. So I really love that. So I've decided to do my podcasts in the morning when you get the nice fresh energy from me. So we have spoke about some strategies that you can do. So we spoke about scheduling in rest, like appointments, delegating and prioritizing tasks, starting small, creating a relaxation bedtime routine. Then the next is embracing mini breaks. So having loads of cute mini breaks throughout the day. This is me. This is how I get my rest in. Like, you will see me every moment. I'll do a task and it's like, okay, I'm lying down and resting. Like, my mind literally just meditating, being mindful for 5 minutes. Or I'll literally go out, have a short walk, come back, or go make myself a drink, like these kind of things. So try to start incorporating short mini tasks throughout your day. So having moments where you just close your eyes for a few minutes, going out for quick walks, stretching at your desk. I remember when I used to work in the office, it was so lovely. Like, it what actually got me into really loving walking was actually a really dear friend slash colleague of mine. And I'll call her, well, her name's Illy, but that's all I'll give. I won't give her whole name, but if she does listen to the episode, she'll be like, oh. But yeah, so We used to always go on like walks. We would do our, assessments, we'll do our treatments with our clients. And like maybe before we'd write all our notes for the day, we'll go out, get some fresh air, even if it was 5, 10 minutes, and then we'll come back in. It was just so lovely. And I used to just love those moments, obviously, because it was just a great way to connect and also be out in nature. And it was just quick, refreshing. Let's go back. Let's get back to it. So really, really, really enjoyed that, and I do that up to this day. I love my walks. Like, I'm sure if you're following me on socials, on Instagram, you see me doing my long walks. I do my long walks about maybe 2 to 3 times a week, so that will be like an hour plus, or I do like half an hour daily walks. But yeah, I really enjoy them, especially on the weekends. I go for my long walks. I go somewhere like new or like to my favorite places and just really get to just enjoy the environment and enjoy the scenery. So start embracing mini breaks, and it goes on to our next one is connecting with nature is just a great way just to refresh and rest. So take some time out and go outdoors for some like a natural just refresh. And also listen to your body. That's the main thing. So like you might have things planned in for that particular day, but you feel absolutely exhausted, I'd recommend actually just resting, prioritizing rest so that you can what? Do your best. When you rest, you do your best, you come back better, you come back clearer minded, rather than when you force yourself, when you're tired and you're forcing yourself to get things done. You're not going to move fast. You're not going to think well. You're going to more likely make more mistakes. So I want you to remember that prioritizing rest isn't a luxury, but it's a necessity. So I want you to take time, embrace it, and watch how your well-being and your productivity will just improve and increase. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I really enjoyed sharing this with you. And if you need any support or anything like that when it comes to self-care, burnout, anything like that, do make sure that you check out links in the show notes because there's lots of ways that I can support you. So go and check those out below. And I will see you in the next episode. If you enjoy this episode, please do make sure that you leave a review and rate it and share this with anybody who you feel needs to hear this right now. Take care.